Organizational forms are mated to the task at hand. And what are our tasks, those of we the people, at this moment in our human story, when global statesmen are armed with such hubris as to imagine the minute fraction that constitutes them should manage and manipulate 7 billion, despite having thus far brought us to the brink of annihilation, while spreading the propaganda that preserving this same system of class that brought us to it matters more than the health of the planet. I mean, you have noticed, as I have, I know, the contortions that power will twist itself into and logic into in order to pretend that the straight solution is somehow not the one we want. The amazing hoops we're supposed to jump through to protect their status and privilege. When the obvious solution, release us from bondage, and everything falls simply and quietly and peacefully into place. So, what does Kissinger and his tribe say? That the world without balance of power is an arbitrary world. And so to ensure its, our, predictability, we're supposed to let the serious men continue to hammer us into the order that they, quite arbitrarily, by the way, negotiate in order to keep we 7 billions trapped in their sway. And only for that reason, as nothing could be more arbitrary than the interplay of these damned children of abandonment. So our main task is breaking free of power from its multi-layered lockdown on our spirits and our bodies. And in particular, our task is to support our vision of freedom being carried forward to a future one for all of us globally, i.e., to support each other across national divides. Popper has pointed out in Terence Hopkins following him that nationalism as ideology has harbored both idealistic passion, a love for our cooperative mutual interest on the one hand, and hate on the other. And we determine the preponderance of we the people, what it can be, as is true for the definition of the nation itself. But what it cannot be and represent, that is nationalism, and represent for the claims of all humanity, and carry us to our freedom globally, is a bone we attempt to wrest from power's teeth. It can only be that to win our freedom, we must bring about the state's systematic dismantlement. Dismantlement in the form in which it currently exists, which is but a complex of mechanisms for monitoring, managing, and manipulating the people, i.e. for our containment. This is the power that Kissinger speaks of that must be balanced by his lights. And this is the system of class which must be dismantled by ours. Marcuse called it the reversal. We need an international campaign. An international campaign to plan the reversal of the global authoritarian state system in order to redirect its resources toward universal freedom, leisure, happiness. In our show, which we called Richard Aoki and the Abandonment of Children, when my son essentially asked, "What did that teenage Richard need?" I answered, another path, an alternative to the hierarchy, to the competition, to power, to class. An alternative way of seeing and being in the world. Well, this is no less true of nations. In Palmer's chat, we said that what was missing from Karl Popper's analysis that affected its accuracy was world systems theory. He didn't take account of power being global, So making of the nation an entity that undergirds the opposite of power is a transition that nations do hand in hand together. They can't do that unless we here in the U.S. carve the path, create a model, set a viable standard. We here in the U.S. must take the lead. We see what happened to Egypt and Ukraine when they tried to shift the direction their states were taking. So we in the U.S. must take the lead and begin the discussions about the state's transmogrification into its opposite, about the manner of repurposing its accumulated resources, which are but the accumulation of our sweat and blood and love, in conjunction and cooperation and harmony with our brothers and sisters of all nations. We claim the land for all, not some. All, not some. For the each in all. And for the all in each one. Thank you for listening. Until next week, peace.